Very fine people on both sides. That's what then-President Donald Trump said when a group of protesters, including white nationalists, marched in Charlottesville, Virginia in 2017 and clashed with counter-protesters. The event was a brazen display of racism and anti-Semitism, and it claimed the life of a young woman named Heather Heyer. When Joe Biden launched his presidential campaign a year and a half later, the first two words of his announcement were, "Charlottesville, Virginia." The ugliness of the so-called Unite the Right rally and Trump's response helped inspire Biden's bid for the presidency. Yet as Biden called for unity in his inaugural address last week, many in Charlottesville were still healing from what they call the summer of hate. And some are wondering, how is unity achieved? And why has Biden never visited the city that sparked his campaign? We were going to check in with two faith leaders in Charlottesville, beginning with the Reverend Phil Woodson. He's the associate pastor at First United Methodist Church in Charlottesville. He was one of the counter-protesters that day in 2017. Reverend, thanks for joining us.
Of course.
Reverend, would you go back with us to that rally? You saw the anger and hate firsthand. What have the past 3.5 years been like for you? How have you managed to heal, if you've managed to heal?
Well, first I want to say that Charlottesville is much more than the events of that specific summer. And there's a very clear theme amongst members of the Charlottesville community that we want to be more than that summer. But in many ways, we are still a town that's still traumatized and still struggling in many ways, not only to address these overt attacks by white nationalists, but also dealing with systemic white supremacy that permeates through, you know, our educational system, our housing systems, healthcare, policing. And so we, like many around the country, are trying to navigate through this time and do so in a way that brings forth justice and equity. And I think that will lead to unity.
Well, with the systemic nature of the problem in mind, Reverend, I wonder how you were processing the more recent event that we saw just a few weeks ago in our nation's capital, because some of the same white supremacist iconography and ideology was on full display that day. And so anyone who thought that we had moved past the events of Charlottesville was in for a rude awakening. Do you connect those two events?
President Biden's election has elevated both our common faith tradition and the traumatic events that occurred in Charlottesville. And I highlight those two because it is both my faith and the lived experience that I've had in this community that have shaped my understandings of justice and righteousness, what it means to develop and maintain a community and a sense of unity and common purpose. And so the connection between what we saw on January 6th and what the Charlottesville community saw is just this unbridled evil of white supremacy on full display.
It must be painful, though, Reverend, for you to see such hateful acts carried out, in some cases, in the name of Christianity, in the name of your faith tradition. How do you handle that?
Oh, absolutely. But the pain that I feel is limited in many regards, because my hope and my joy comes from someplace else that is not of this world. But over the past few years, 5 years actually, as a local pastor here in Charlottesville with the United Methodist Church, the real pain is what I've been able to see and bear witness to, and that is the many ways that the black and the brown and indigenous people of this area have been repeatedly harmed by white supremacy.
One other thing I'm wondering, though, Reverend, is that you pointed out in a New York Times article on this same subject that President Biden, although he says that he drew inspiration from the events in Charlottesville to launch his White House campaign, he actually hasn't visited your city since that day. Is that a big missing piece of his plan, his effort to unite the country?
Yes and no. Charlottesville is not unlike other cities that need to be visited, that need the care of and the attention of leadership who have promised to help and support them. You know, we too, like many cities and communities across the country, We're struggling to provide adequate and equitable access to technology and education. We're working to provide food and shelter for unhoused people. And so if President Biden and members of his administration want to come to Charlottesville, I hope that they come to listen and to learn from the people who have been doing the hard and necessary work of loving each other in this community. That's what I hope happens. Charlottesville does not want to be a political backdrop or jumping off point. We're people just like everyone else across the country who's struggling with these issues and trying to work through these hard things together.
That's the Reverend Phil Woodson, associate pastor at First United Methodist Church in Charlottesville, Virginia. Reverend, thank you so much for your time.
Of course. Thank you.
We want to turn now to another faith leader in Charlottesville. Back in 2017, on that day of the Unite the Right rally, Diane Hillman was vice president of Congregation Beth Israel, the only synagogue in Charlottesville. Torahs had been moved to another house for their safety, and an armed guard had been hired. Outside the synagogue, in broad daylight, there was a sea of Nazi imagery. White supremacists marched and chanted. Today, Diane Hillman is president of Congregation Beth Israel, and she joins us now. Diane, welcome.
Good morning.
Did you ever think that you would see, in America, the kind of naked anti-Semitism that you witnessed that day?
Never in my life did I expect to ever experience something like this.
Have you and the Jewish community in Charlottesville healed since that day, since it was such a shocking and traumatic event?
I think we have changed. I don't know that we have completely healed. I don't know that this is a wound that will ever completely heal. There are too many events in our history going back 50, 100 years that many of us have either experienced personally or through our parents and relatives. So this is just a continuation of what started eons ago.
And right up until recently, it was only in 2018, of course, that we saw the Tree of Life shooting in Pittsburgh, where 11 were dead and 6 were wounded. So do you feel safe in America today as a Jewish woman?
I don't feel as safe as I did before 2017. I always felt that I was invisible, that I was in a bubble, looked like a white person, and hid behind that bubble. But depending on where you live, people know that you're Jewish based on the way you speak and the way you look. And I had never felt frightened by that before. And now I'm much more aware of it in a negative way than I was before.
I wonder, too, how you're feeling as we're in this moment with a new administration. We just heard President Biden in his inaugural address last week call for lowering the temperature in this country. And yet he said that on the site of the insurrection at the Capitol that happened just 2 weeks earlier, an insurrection where we saw many participants holding anti-Semitic iconography. So is the kind of unity that the president is calling for even possible when we've just seen this display of white nationalism and anti-Semitism?
I think it is possible for a larger segment of the population that had never seen or experienced anything like that before. And I think there's the possibility for learning among the people who never truly understood those challenges. And I think what we're going to see is a different kind of divide where people who just stuck with slogans but really didn't understand them may start to understand them and to realize how dangerous they are. I think there's a segment of the population that fully understands what those slogans mean and they believe them. And I am hopeful that those who will begin to understand will take up a larger proportion of our population.
So do you have any advice then, Diane, for President Biden, who's facing a country that is so divided over really basic things like truth and lies? And what can he learn from you and the Jewish community in Charlottesville about healing from trauma?
I do. I think that people need to be a little bit kinder and gentler towards those they disagree with, and to not pose it as a face-off, but instead engage in learning together. Not back people into corners, because that's what we do now. We make people defensive about what may or may not be their deep beliefs, and we force them to make those beliefs even deeper than they might have been. And if we could back away a little bit and begin to educate in a way that's non-threatening, we might make more progress than constant abrasive fighting.
That's Diane Hillman. She's the president of Congregation Beth Israel in Charlottesville, Virginia. Diane, thank you so much.
Thank you.